Jesus sees things that we don't see. You know, the church of the Laodiceans thought they were okay. But Jesus said, I'd rather be hot or cold, but because you are lukewarm, I will vomit you out of my mouth. You know what, my friend? What God desires is that we have a passion for Christ, that we be on fire for the Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're so glad to have you today. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Philippians and chapter 3. I'm going to read verse 10. The Apostle Paul says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. My friend, I pray that you have within your heart a desire for more of God. In other words, that you are a God seeker. Now, listen to me, my friend. Just because you go to church doesn't mean that you're a God seeker. There are a lot of people that go to church out of tradition, or they go and they're really not interested in hearing the Word of God. They just go out of duty or because they're told to go or they have to go. Some even go out of political reasons. But my friend, it doesn't mean that you're hungry for the Lord. Just because you go to Sunday school or you sing in the choir or you sing a special from the platform doesn't necessarily mean that your heart is really hungry and thirsty after God. My friend, it is easy these days, I believe, for people to become so complacent and the relationship with the Lord. But I find here that the Apostle Paul continued to strive after Christ, after the Lord. I mean, Paul had been saved for many years. He was baptized in the Holy Ghost. God used him mightily. Paul, that was caught up into the third heaven, whether in the body or out of the body, he did not know. Revelation after revelation from the Lord, God showed him many things. But yet we find here that even when Paul is in prison and he's writing to the Philippians, even though Paul is distressed, even though Paul is in a difficult circumstance, even though Paul is in a trial of his life, we find that he has an intense craving for God. That's it. An intense craving for God. That's what we must have today, my friend. And I want to ask you a question. Do you have that intense craving for the Lord? Paul wanted to know God. He wanted to experience the Lord more and greater in his life. In other words, he wasn't settling for less. He wasn't settling for where he was, but yet he continued to strive to know the Lord. Now, Paul was saved, but yet he continued to strive to know Jesus experientially. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." It doesn't say to seek other things of this life. Don't seek money. Don't seek monetary gain of this life. But the number one priority should be seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek the righteousness of God. Seek the face of the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. I pray that God would birth in your heart a fire, a passion for more of Jesus. You know, I think the Laodicean church thought that they were okay, but the fact is they were not okay. You know, it says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 16, Jesus said, "So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." That concerns me. I ask the question, Lord, am I lukewarm in my heart for you? I want to be hot for God. I want to have a hunger for the Lord. But Jesus said, "Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked." My friend, I pray that you're not lukewarm in your heart, but you are on fire for the living God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.